Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiurim in the Tumidim B'chinuch HaMizbeach. And we saw that your mechanech, the Mizbeach, ha'olah, with the carbon atomic, because that's the ikar avoda of the Mizbeach, as we spoke about in a previous shiur, that the tachlis of the Mishkan, v'asulim mikdash v'shechanti v'soicham, is that there should be a constant Ashras HaShechina, and what essential to that is that on the Mizbeach, as we saw from the Psukim, that on the Mizbeach you have this carbon that is brought all the time. It says, V'asuli mikdav sheshachanti b'socham, the Torah is mefarit, the Dinei HaMitzvah, the Mishkan, the Kelev, and then Bigdei Aaron, and then Shivasimei Melum, and then it says Vizera Davashir Tarsalam Kadish Osam Lachainli, Khitesalam Zbech, Bhaper Khalov, Mishachtos, Lakacho, Shivasyam Dhaper, etc. So you have to prepare the Mizbeach for 7 days, anoint the Mizbeach, and then after that you have the mitzvah of the Tumidim, Vizera Tarsalam Mizbech, Kwasim and Ishana Shnaim Liom Summit. That was the Torah's Mefarish, the Inyan of Mizbeach, and the purpose of the Mizbeach. That every day you bring Karbanos. Since Shechina Hashem is B'soch B'nai Yisrael Min HaMoed, there's a Chovah to do this constant Avoda. Olas Tamad Udar Oseichem, etc. In order that the Shechina should dwell among you. So this Karban is not for a specific Inyan. This Karban is a general idea that we are serving God constantly. So, that's how we explained it. That's the tamid, the tamidus, is miyom al yom below yafsik yom bein time. It should be constant, and then we contrasted that with the carbon of Parshas Pinchas, the carbon tamid in Parshas Pinchas, where there it's a different type of oda. There it's like a regular carbon, and you bring it every day, twice a day, as Hashem's daily lechem, just like it's like other carbonas. So those are the two facets of the carbon tamid, as we spoke about at length, and therefore to be mechanech the mizbech, as we spoke about in the previous shiul, in order to be mechanech the mizbech, it's dafka with the carbon tamid, with the gather of parshas tetzaveh, that it's the ikar avodah of the mizbech, that you're constantly serving Hashem, that there's constant ashras hashchina. As anachon amshich mikan, again, this is based on the Torah of Leibel Mintzberg, Zechet Tzadik Levracha. So even the Kviyah of Shnaim Layom, it would seem that the Geder is different in Parashas Tetzaveh and in Parashas Pinchas. Because mitzad the inyan of the mitzvah in Tetzaveh, she'ein etzem hayom ki yom goreim chiyuv zeh, ela shel chova l'chol yom u'mishum she'avodat tamid hi she'ein lafsek. In other words, the inyan in Parashas Tetzaveh is not that this day is mechayiv. And to Pinchas, it's the day, every day is mechayiv another carbon. Here, it's not the day per se that's mechayiv the carbon. It's the fact that the carbon, it shouldn't be a hefsek. Lo yafsik yom bein time, as Rashi says. So the chalukat hayom, the shnei kvasim, the chovat hayom, the shnei kvasim, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, is coming as a kviyas seder be'avodat tamid zo shebechol yom. Shekava Torah seder avodat hayom atmidit al hamizbeach b'shnei kvasim she'esta keves echad taseh b'boker b'tchilat haseder, and then the second keves bein harbayim b'siyuma. In other words, these two kvasim are one seder of avodas hayom. This seder has one in the morning and one in the afternoon. But we saw the inyan of the mitzvah in Parshas Pinchas, which is a choyba l'karbani lachmi b'moyadoi b'chol yoyim, to meet him, like we saw, that every day is the time. So the kviyas chova of shnayim liyom olat tamid v'chalukata v'kevetz echat taseh b'boker v'asheni bein harbayim, they're in the framework of the geder of the chova of b'moyado. In other words, since the day is broken up into two time periods, the morning and the afternoon, the Torah was koveh an obligation for korbani lachmi l'chol echad mehem, u'kashem shekol yom v'yom goreim mechadash mechamat atzmo, chova l'korbani lachmi mishum shehu b'mo'ado shekol yom u'mo'ed hatmidin כך שני פרקי הזמן של היום עצמו, בוקר והבין ארבעים, גורמים כל אחד מצד עצמו חובה לקורבני לחמי. In other words, when it comes to the tamid, the chiyuv, the gather of the tamid in parashas titzaveh, so there's a constancy. That's the idea there. And as part of this constancy, you bring one in the morning and one in the afternoon. Here, it's a din in the day. That every day is mechayiv, every moed is mechayiv, and this day that's mechayiv is broken up into two time periods, the morning and the afternoon. And each time period is mechayiv, this karbani lachmi, that included the mitzvah of a moedo, is to be makriv, the karbani lachmi, b'chol moed u'moed, hayna b'chol perek zman chadash, v'aboker mitzad atzmo, b'perek zman mesuyam le'atzmo, b'toch hayom, gorem l'chovat tamid shel shachar. ובין הארבעים ומצד עצמו גורם לחובת תמיד של בין הארבעים. ומצד גדר זה של חובת שני התמידים שהוא מעניינם בפרשת פנחס, אין אחד התמידים, and according to this, neither of them is more ראשון than the other, like we spoke about in the previous shir, that the seder, you have to מחנך למזבח לפי הסדר, but in פרשת פנחס, there's not necessarily a seder, it's not that the afternoon has to follow the morning. It's just that the morning is mechayiv and the afternoon is mechayiv. They're each a separate mechayiv. But one is not considered first before the other, because they're not part of one seder. They're only part of one seder in Parshas Tetzaveh. And that Karban Tamid, that aspect, that facet of the Karban Tamid, is they have a seder of Tmidus. And as far as this seder of Tmidus goes, you have to have one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and that's the seder. Whereas in Parshas Pinchas, no. You have a mechayiv in the morning and a mechayiv in the afternoon, because every day you have two mechayivim to bring a carbon ilachmi l'Hashem. As the fizeh efshar shegam etzem adrasha that we darshi in the Gemara sheni ben harbaim velo rishon ben harbaim umitzad parashat hatmidim b'titzave shebeparasha zo shnei hatmidim hem miseder echad ubeseder ze tamid shel shachar hu harishon veshel ben harbaim hu hasheni. אבל מצד עניין המצווה בפנחס, כל אחד משני התמידים חובה חדשה. So the drasha, the second one is bein harbayim, and the first one can't be bein harbayim. You can't be mechanech the mizbeach with the bein harbayim, because it has to be the second one is bein harbayim, not the first. That's mitzad the parashas tamidim of titzaveh, because these two tamidim are miseder echad, and in this seder you have tamid shel shachar and then tamid shel bein harbayim. But mitzad inyan ha-mitzvah b'parshas Pinchos, each one of the two tamidim is a new choyva mitzad atzmoy mishum perek zmano o'moedo. So there it's not necessarily going to be the second. So b'lashon k'tzara, the tamidim in parshas Tetzaveh are me'inyan mitzvahs ha-mizbeach v'tachlisoy, the tachlis of the mizbeach, that there should be a constant avodah in front of Hashem. And the Torah made a seder for this, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Parshas Pinchas is a chovas kol v'nilachmi kavua b'moyado. It's not the ikar inyan in the mizbech, it's just like any other carbon in the mizbech. And every day is the moyed, like the lashon of the Torah in Pinchas, that's mechayev, a carbon in the morning, and a carbon in the afternoon. B'chudushei ha-griz, b'perusho al ha-Torah, b'parashat Tetzaveh, הוא ביאר שמה שבתצווה כתוב את הכבס האחד תעשה בבוקר, ופנחס כתוב כבס אחד, and תצווה it's with a hay, ha-echad, and in פנחס it's without a hay, is because in parashas תצווה, the two תמידים are תלוי זה בזה, שרי דרשו שבלו נתחנך המזבח, in תצווה, they're the contention dependent on each other, because we darshan that if there's no חינוך המזבח, אינו מקריב תמיד של בין הארבעים, אלא אם כן יקריב תמיד של שחר. When you want to be מחנך למזבח, you have to start with the morning. והאחד, what does it mean, האחד? The first. האחד. In other words, the first of the two kvasim, but parashas Pinchas, the two tamidim aren't tolerating each other. Because if the מזבח was already מסחנך, which is what we're talking about in parashas Pinchas, you could be מקריב the בין הארבעים first, even though you weren't מקריב של שחר. In other words, it's a keves echad. In other words, one. It's not that dafka, the first. It's one of the two. And that's, his parish is Alpi Rashi, that the parish in Tetzav is talking about Chinuch HaMizbeach. based on what we explained, עיקרן של דברים ככו, שמצד עניין התמידים בפרשת תצווה, שני התמידים מסדר אחד. So based on our explanation, the two תמידים are part of one סדר. The Torah was קויביה, סדר עבודת המזבח שניים ליום. And therefore this seder has to be the first one in the morning and the second one in the afternoon. And they're interrelated. So this stems nicely with the Griz. That it's bedafka, this ha'echot, and that they're connected. But mitzad parashas Pinchas, they're not part of one seder. Each one comes at its own specific time. One in the morning and one in the afternoon. They're both mechayvim, but it's not necessarily the first and the second. It's one and two. So it doesn't mean that in Parshas Pinchas they're two separate chayvus. No. The two tamidim are the chayv of the same day. Kvasim b'nei shana shnayim l'yom. Of course it's shnayim l'yom. What it means is that the yom is mechulak to two parts, morning and afternoon. So the day is mechayiv two korbanos. The day is mechayiv two korbanos. The day is mechuluk into two moadei mishneh. And each one of them is a korbani lachmi. So kasher danim al shnei atmidim mitzad klal chovat hayom. They're one part of the one chov. It's one moed. This day is mechayiv, and then it's separated into two parts. This day is now separated into two parts, and they're not talu in each other. So the day is mechayiv, but after you have a chiyuv of the day, to bring two, they're not dependent on each other, and you can bring one without the other. And even in Parashas Tetzav, it doesn't mean that it's one carbon. It's two carbonos, and this is the Seder. These are two separate carbonos, and the Lefiyah Seder, first you have to bring the morning and then the afternoon, because as we spoke about, that's that's how you're mechanech the Mizbeach. And your mechanech on the mizbeach with the ikar seder ha'avoid, and the ikar avoid of the mizbeach is the carbon tamid, as expressed in Parshas Tetzaveh. I hope we were clear. And again, this requires you to have heard this shiur and the other shiurim to fully understand. But we have a lot more asach vasuret in Tayre Yidden, so please stay tuned to our continued study of the korban ola, korban tamid. עולה תמיד, בעזרת השם, נמשיך לראות נפלאות מתורת השם מתברך. Please stay tuned. Thank you so, so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. And please never forget, שסוף דבר, הכל נשמת, אלוקים ירא, ואת מצוותיו שמור, כי זה כל האדם. Shalom, shalom.